We're now happy to be joined by the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Jim. I'll move here.
What's up, Rob? How are you?
I'm good. Before we start talking about your conference opener on Thursday night, just give us a little breakdown of how preseason camp has gone and how you're feeling about your guys headed into the season.
Preseason camp's been good. You know, it was hot at the beginning, like everybody else had, and we had some struggles there. But, you know, it's been, we've got our work in, and we're putting in the final stages. We're practice right now, and so I'm completely distracted from this guy. But, so we're ready to go.
Yeah, your first question here this morning from Will Gagin. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, Jim, you've had some great games with Stony Brook the last few years. What's it like opening the season with a league game and with a tough team like Stony Brook?
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's CA football. You got to be at your best to be able to be competitive in each one of these games. Chuck and I have been at it a number of years, and we both know that it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a physical contest, and our games recently have been very close. You know, we've got to get on the road, get on the ferry, get over there, and we got to play well in their stadium, which, you know, is very questionable whether we've ever been able to do so. But I think it's going to be a really good football game for, you know, to expose CAA, it's going to be an interesting challenge without a doubt.
Thanks, Jim. Good luck.
Thank you.
Next question from Stephen Kerr. Go ahead, Stephen.
Coach, good morning. I wanted to ask you about Jordan Jones. I know he had a nice season for you last year with 6 picks. And I'm just curious, how have you seen him grow as a player? And what do you expect for him to take the next step for you this season?
Jordan's grown, you know, quite a bit. He was a junior American, you know, decision we made. We redshirted when we got him, which was necessary for him. He's going in full case, you know, tackle those things. I expect him to go out and do his weekend. He'll be matched up pretty good receivers and be, you know, a long season, but I certainly hope that he can continue to make him prove as productive as he has over the last couple of years.
And also, just as a follow-up, what would you say is his greatest asset in being a corner?
His greatest asset are his ball skills. I mean, in terms of, you know, he's put himself in position, you know, that point where there's opportunity to take a ball away, and he's in those areas. He's been able to get in there and catch, you know, 50-50 balls and take them away, and that's really what it's been his superlative.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Jim, let's talk a little bit about your team offensively. It certainly is, as you go into a conference game on the road to start your year, it's got to help to have a veteran quarterback like Kasim. Talk about the camp he's had and maybe some of the guys around him that you're counting on big years from.
Yeah, I think, you know, starting with Kasim, I mean, he's done a really good job in the offseason with his body. You know, he's got himself in better shape. He's got better mobility. You know, his accuracy has continued to improve, and I think his leadership skills have become very evident on our football team. You know, we've been able to build up our receiver core with a couple of transfers that came in, plus the ones we have returning, so we feel good about that group. Tight end group is solid, led by Caleb Warren. Expect him to have a good year. And then, of course, you know, it all stems from your offensive line, which is big and gnarly and been together for quite some time. So I think that, you know, we've got the pieces there. At the running back spot, you know, Jalen Smith is going to be our lead guy. And you know, we got some other guys we can get some touches to that we're excited about. So, you know, I'm excited about what we have on the offensive side and equally excited to see how we can perform on defense.
Talk about that side. Defense, you also have some guys back, but also some holes to fill from a year ago. Who are some of the guys on defense who have had good camps?
Well, you know, I mean, your front guys is where it's all going to start in this game. I mean, you know, Weston Neal's had a nice camp and he's ready to go. You know, he's surrounded Jimmy Maxson as a kid who's been a consistent performer for us for quite some time. You know, you've got, you know, Evan Stewart at the linebacker level, second level, plus, you know, Jake Fire, who's started a number of games for us. And then secondary, we've got, you know, a lot of different options. So we're really heavy in that area. So we've got plenty of opportunities to package people up. But, you know, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to see what some of these guys that you don't know their names, what they're able to do, you know, over the course of the season. You know, we've got some guys that have ability to impact the game defensively, you know, athletically and physically. They got to go out and play and perform. And we'll see those names as they come up, and then hopefully they get very familiar with everybody.
As you said, you and Chuck have gone head-to-head many times, and like you said, have had some classic games. When you look at this Stony Brook team, they always like to run the ball, and they've got a pretty good running back in Tyson Lawton that you're familiar with. What makes those guys so hard to stop?
I think that they're based on what we like to think we are as well. You know, they believe on discipline and toughness, and, you know, they want to run the rock, and they're going to throw control passes, and they'll throw the home run play action shots. You know, Chuck's got a very clean program. I know it's very disciplined. They're always well coached. And, you know, we'll both be prepared to win it on the last play of the game, which has kind of been the tale of the whole story, you know, the last couple of years in particular. And, you know, they've been dogfights. I mean, you know, when we get ready to play them, and I'm sure when they get ready to play us, we know that we're going to get a tough physical group that's emotional and going to try to put their pads on, play a little lower than you, and we got to do the same thing.
Touch on a little bit with Will, and you guys have been through this a couple times in the past, but playing a conference game right out of the gate, does that provide any sort of extra motivation for your guys as you go through this camp?
Yeah, I so that, and, you know, we know the importance of the game. I mean, there's significance there, but, you know, to give you the coach speak, it's our first football game. You know, go in and make sure you manage, you know, your emotions, make sure you are able to be clean in the critical areas, you know, critical areas of missed assignments, missed tackles, you know, special teams errors, all the nightmare things is really what you want to try to eliminate in a first game, whether it's a conference game or not. But it's been a message to our guys the whole year long that, you know, this is like every week when you're playing the CAA, it's a championship football game. And we've got to be able to establish a good level to be able to be competitive and win that game. And then you move on to the next and hopefully you improve each week.
Your team.
Still there. There you go.
Yeah. Your team has gotten a lot of preseason recognition in all the top 25 polls. Has that been a subject that you've talked to your team about and the expectations going into the year?
Very quickly. And you've heard it before. Rat poison. It means absolutely zero. You know, it's obviously nice. It means that we've earned some respect through past performances. There's some respect around the nation and around the conference for what we're able to put on the football field each and every Saturday. But just like when we were talking about what the preseason rankings meant when we were always rated last, it didn't mean anything then either. So, you know, we got to just get out about our business and play good football and try to play good football for as long as we can and continue to make improvement and be the best we can by the end of the season.
All right, Jim, thanks so much for your time this morning, and look forward to talking again next week.
All right, Rob, thank you.